Okay, in a few minutes we're going to daven mincha, and lean like we do every fast day, and we're also going to have a haftorah. We have on the fast day as well, and it's the same haftorah on all the fast days. And I thought to explain some of the psukim that we say in the haftorah, reflect on it, and speak out a very beautiful idea that the Sfas Emes writes in his Shabbos Shuva Dvar Torahs. He writes something specific about these psukim, and he actually says that what these psukim highlight is the ikar tshuva, the ikar thing that a person is supposed to repent for. The Haftorah is in Yeshaya Perek Nun Hei, and it starts off as we would have expected. Tell us to do tshuva. Yazov Rasha Darkov, Ish Aven Machshav Osav. Let the wicked give up his ways, the sinful man give up his plans. Yashov al Hashem, he should return to Hashem. And then a few psukim later, in Pasuk Yud and Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Navi compares two different things. Ki kasher yered hageshem v'ashelog min hashamayim. When the rain and the snow come down from the heavens, v'shama lo yashuv, it doesn't come back up. It goes down. Ki im hirvas ha'aretz, it soaks up the ground. V'holida v'tzmicha, and it allows the ground to give birth to vegetation, which then allows us to have food to eat. Kenya, so too, Dvari, Asher Yetei Mipi, so too is the word that comes out from my mouth, says Hashem. Lo Yashuv Eli Rekam, exact comparison to the last pasuk. Just like the rain goes down and doesn't come back, so too, what I give forth, says Hashem, does not come back up, empty. It does what I intended to do. Just like when the rain, in the pasuk before, comes down, it doesn't come back up. It goes down into the ground, saturates the ground. So too, my word goes down and it does what it's supposed to do. And in comparison to the last part of the last pasuk, that when the water is there, v'holida v'yitzmicha, it allows the ground to give birth and give forth vegetation. So too, my word, v'hitzliach asher shalachtiv, achieves what I sent it to do. Explains the Sfas Emes that Hashem sends down a neshama into this world. Every person has a soul, comes down to this world. And that soul is on a mission, asher shalachtiv. We each and every one of us have our own independent mission in this world. And what's that nefesh, what is it supposed to do? Not just not do anything bad, but rather the holida v'tzmicha, just like the water comes down and then allows the ground to give forth, to give birth, to grow, to produce, so too is our nefesh. That neshama that we receive, that comes down on a mission, the goal is for that neshama to produce, to be effective, not just not do anything wrong. And the Sfas Emes writes that is lashon ikar hatshuva hu letakin ashlichus. The main part of our tshuva is to fix that mission that we have, shenishtaleach ha'adam la'olam hazeh, that we were given in this world. Sometimes as we focus on tshuva, we think about, I did this thing wrong, I did that thing wrong, I'm going to try to correct it. That's very important. That's true. But then there's another part. Even if things are pretty good, maybe we didn't fall, we didn't do something incorrect, but did we do something positive? Did we go ahead and we produce? Did we build on what we have? The Chafetz Chaim once said that he asked the following question in the Shir Shel Yom of Sundays. Tehillim, Perek Chav Dalet. The pasuk says, "Mi ale b'har Hashem? Who's going to climb up the mountain of Hashem? Miyakum b'mkod kacho. Who's going to stand in its holy place? Niki chapayim uvar levav. Someone who has clean hands and a pure heart. It's pretty good. Your clean hands and pure heart. You could climb up. You could be so close to Hashem. Lo nasa asher lo nasa lashav nafshi. Literally, who has not taken a false oath. The beginning of the pasuk said the guy's clean. He hasn't done anything wrong. And then the pasuk says he didn't take a false oath. Seems repetitive. To explain the Chafetz Chaim that there's a deeper meaning over here. Neki chapayim mevar levav. A person is clean. He hasn't done anything wrong. But that's not enough to be able to get up to Hashem's mountain. You want to climb up there? You want to be close to Him? Not enough just not to do something wrong. But rather, shelo nasa lashav nashi. He didn't carry his nefesh, his soul, for shav, for nothing. He gives in a mashal. Chafetz Chaim says, there was a guy who wanted to start a business, wanted to be successful. How do you get off your 2 feet? You need someone to help you out. So he needed a loan. And a guy, a very generous man, said, okay, I'll give you a loan. He wrote a check, this amount of money. He gave it to him. You have until 3 months from now. 3 months later, the man comes back with the check, and he gives it back to him. Paid back his loan, right? And the wealthy man says, what is this, a joke? I went out on a limb to give you the money in order so that you could make a lot of money. I wanted to see you successful. I wanted to get you on your own 2 feet. I wanted your business to thrive, so I gave you something to do something with it. And you just come and give me back what you owed me? Just like that? Nothing? Same check. You gave it back. You didn't do anything with it. You just held on to it for 3 months. Yeah, you didn't rip it up. You didn't trade it. You didn't ruin it. I appreciate that. Thank you. But you didn't use it. You didn't invest it. You didn't produce with it. That's why I was most nefesh to give you that check to begin with. It wasn't easy just to stop give you. There's a risk, boys. I gave it to you. And you just let it go. Nothing. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the person is neki chapayim uvar levav. The person just has a clean slate. That's not enough. You have to take your nafshi, your nefesh, and make sure it's not shoved. It's not for nothing. It's not just a waste. You have to go ahead and produce with it. We have a shlichus. We're on a mission. We're a messenger with this nefesh. What are we going to do with it? How are we going to produce? How are we going to activate it? The story is told in the Navi, in Malachim, Perek Kaf Aleph, of the King Achav. King Achav was the king of all the kings except for Sheva Yehuda and Sheva Binyamin. And he lived, his palace was next to a field, a vineyard. The vineyard was owned by somebody, Navos. Achav very, very badly wanted this vineyard. So he went to Navos and he said, you know, maybe you can give me the vineyard. He said, no, the vineyard has been in my family for years and years and years. I can't give up my vineyard. Oh, please, it's right next to my palace. I want the vineyard. And Navos said, no, I'm not giving you the vineyard. So the Navi says, the king of 10 of the Shvatim went into his palace and he cried. He went into a whole depression because he couldn't get his vineyard, Nebuch. And his wife, Izebel, a wicked lady, she said, don't worry, honey, I'm going to take care of the problem. I am going to go get you the vineyard. And she staged a whole rebellion that she charged that Navos rebelled against the king. And oh, someone rebels against the king, you got to kill him. So she took care of Navos. Navos was out. And now they're able to get the vineyard. And the Medrash asks a question that we don't normally ask. Says, well, what did Navos do to deserve this? Why did he deserve to be eliminated like this by the king? The whole thing was a fake. What did he do wrong? And the Medrash says, because Navos had a beautiful voice. And he'd always go up to Yerushalayim to sing in tefillah, to inspire other people. And everyone would flock and hear his prayers, and they would be inspired, and they would grow through it. And one year, Navos decided that he's not going to go. He's not going to go. And because he didn't use the gift that Hashem gave him to produce, to inspire, so his mission was over. It's no longer important for him to be around in this world. And that's what the Medrash said. Which highlights the importance of us recognizing that we all have a mission. We all have something in us, our nefesh that was given to us, sent to us by Hashem. And Hashem says, don't give it back, shove. Don't just give it back to me like that check. I want you to produce with it. I want you to build with it. Like the Pasuk says, Latzmicha. Let it grow. Let it grow from the ground. Your nefesh should grow. Bring out in the world great things. So how do we do that? Speak about this for a long period of time. The Ali Shor brings from Yerucham. He says, first of all, you look at your inborn traits. Let's say someone naturally excels in self-control or in expressing gratitude. So then you have to nurture that. You have to build upon that virtue. Teach it to others. But build it. Don't just say, okay, I'm good at it. How can I become even better? It's naturally easy for me to give gratitude. How can I do it even a better way? Build on that inborn trait. Self-control, we have it. So see where we could expand that into other areas. Maybe we could help others. There have been guys in the yeshiva that have done that. They had certain natural abilities or understanding of things. They shared it with other people. Past experiences, challenges that we've gone through. Many of us, not all of us, no, let's say it all of us, have had challenges in our lives. Big challenges. And we've overcome them. That's why we're all sitting here today. So, why do we have to go through those experiences? Why do we have to have those challenges? Share it with other people. One person told me that he had the challenge, the big challenge of guarding his eyes. And then once he started to take control of that, he saw a tremendous bracha in his life, bracha in his family, in his marriage. He felt better about himself. His self-esteem was going down through the tubes. And when he took control of that issue, that challenge, his life just became better, much better. And he said he wants to share with other people. He wants to tell other people how he did it. And he did. Started working with other people. But we all have that. We all have challenges. We all have past experiences that we've been through. That we could then go ahead and not just say, okay, I worked it out, I'm done. Let's produce. Let it grow. Let it come out of the ground. Let it flourish in all other people. The current place where a person is. A person always has to think wherever he is at that time, why am I here? That's part of our mission. I'm here. You hear in yeshiva? Enhance the yeshiva. Figure out ways how we can make this place better. To add on. It's always welcome, and everyone appreciates it. You're in a certain room. How could I help my roommate? I'm experiencing Torah. How can I let other people know how beautiful the Torah is? People that haven't had that experience. Past experiences, the current experiences, our inborn natural traits that we have are given to us for a reason. It's in order for us to vegetate, to let it come out. Let it flourish. Let other people know about it. We should grow through it. And then Be'ezus Hashem, during this week, we just came off such a special Rosh Hashanah on such a high, on so many levels, and we want to become better. We want to become perfect. We also want to be able to produce in the greatest way. Be'ezus Hashem, that tshuva will be one that Hashem will accept in the best way and will enter into our Yom Kippur already with cleanse. We'll be ready, very clean. We'll be all ready for the greatest moment of the year, the highest of the days. We should have a lot of atzlacha this week and maximize the days the best as possible.